Next, we're going to take a break with the news, and we're going to read a testimony. We're going to read a testimony from Giovanni, how Giovanni met Jesus and how Jesus changed his life. Giovanni is saying, I want to tell you how Jesus changed my life. I accepted God in my heart during one of your videos called How to Receive the Salvation. I listened to it and I prayed with you, Brother Joseph, the prayer you did at the end of the video called How to Receive Salvation. I was a young boy that was going out feasting, partying all the time. It seemed that it was quite the destiny that evening, which I stopped home and I listened to the video and I made that prayer. That night I was supposed to go out, as usually, with my friends to smoke marijuana and drink beer. But that evening I didn't feel like going out. I felt run down. I told my friends I'm not going out. I went in my bedroom and I started listening some of your videos. And when I finished listening to this video, How to Receive Salvation, I bursted into tears and I prayed to receive Jesus. And I fell asleep afterwards. In the morning, I woke up with a beautiful smile on my face. Now, I don't even touch cigarettes anymore, and I don't even feel like smoking anymore. It's just wonderful. I find myself now in the middle of all my friends, and the majority of them are atheists, but I always speak to them about Jesus, and I have a smile on my face, and it doesn't matter to me what my friends say. And one of the girls I talked to them about God, this girl stopped smoking. And I pray to Jesus to guide me day by day. I thank you for existing, dear brethren. With love, Giovanni. How wonderful. How wonderful this testimony. How wonderful the testimony. You're about to go out to drink beer and smoke marijuana, but that evening you decided to stay home. And in that moment, you had an experience with Jesus. And you started a new life with God. And now you basically got converted completely, and you're evangelizing your friends. And the fact that you don't care that your friends ridicule you, that really shows that you are saved. You don't care anymore about the world. You care only about to please Jesus. That's wonderful. Thank you, Giovanni, for your testimony. Joseph is saying, it's amazing how the Lord used the internet and the message to get this boy saved. Some people say, you cannot just follow people on the internet. Yes, it's true, you cannot follow everybody on the internet because great is and large is the way that brings to perdition. But if the devil uses the internet, God can use it too. God can use it too. Praise the Lord. So, dear brethren, preach the gospel through internet if it brings fruits to salvation. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. It's amazing how God is using anything that's from Him to save someone who has an open heart to Him. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Dear brethren, go ahead and evangelize. It's the most wonderful thing. Don't do flyering, because flyering won't get far. You need to evangelize people individually, heart to heart, or 2-3 people at a time. It's not a problem, but do it heart to heart. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. Amen. I would like to read to you one more testimony, says Angela. We will call the testimony of this sister A. The sister is called A. She's a young Muslim girl, and we're going to respect her. We're going to respect her privacy. You know that the Christian brethren, ex-Muslims, are risking their lives. Let's pray for them, especially the sisters who got converted from Islam, because the women are treated very badly in the Islam. So let's respect her privacy. Let's read this testimony of A's conversion. We will call this sister A. So let's read her testimony. Last night we received this testimony of Ah. It's very beautiful. Hi, I am Ah. I'm 20 years old and I am a Muslim. But I would like to share with you my testimony. Everything started when Francesca started to give me a ride to school every day. She was saying she wants to do something for people, so she started to help me with this ride to school. Francesca is a wonderful sister, part of our community, our church. And every morning, Francesca was giving a ride to this sister, Ah. So everything started when Francesca was giving me rides to school. Every time I was getting off her car, she was telling me this. Go, dear one. Jesus loves you. Go, dear one. Jesus loves you. These words, for a long time, were bombarding my head. And I didn't understand, who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus that loves me? Curiosity made me want to know more about this Jesus. So I asked Francesca to explain to me, who is he? And she, with much gentleness and a beautiful smile, and with the Bible in her hand, she explained to me, beautiful what she told me. I was telling myself, how come this man, Jesus, died for me while I was loving Allah and Mohammed? And one day, she invited me for a coffee. And she helped me listen to Radio Blast. I couldn't believe my ears what I was hearing. I was understanding that I was loving an assassin, Mohammed, and I was adoring a God that doesn't exist. It was invented. And I understood I was following a false religion. I am a Muslim converted now to the real God. When I am at home, I have to pretend I'm a Muslim. But when I'm alone, I pray all the time. And 4 times a week, I go to Francesca. And we are united together in the Lord, and we read the Bible together. I love you all. God bless you so much. And thank you, Brother Joseph, that you love us. It's true what you're saying. It's true. The Quran makes no sense. It's not true, the Quran. One more thing I want to tell you. I was listening last Sunday to your radio, and I was crying. And I was listening to all those testimonies you were sharing on the radio. And then all of a sudden I yelled, Jesus, I love you. As soon as I said that from all my heart, I felt a soft warmth coming inside me. And I started to sing. And I started to sing with some words which I was not understanding. I was feeling light, like something came out of me. And I felt like flying. Joseph is intervening and saying, she basically started singing in tongues. Dear Ah, God gave you salvation and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Wow. Ah continues, it was the most beautiful experience of my life. Glory to God. There is a true God that loves me and exists and He protects me. And now I can't wait for Saturday and Sunday to come because I feel part of the family of Radio Blast, of Brother Joseph and Anja and all of you, the family of Christ. And I thank God that I met Francesca and you all. Thank you from all my heart. I hug you tightly. A big hug. Ah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful testimony. Another soul for Jesus. Welcome into the Church of the Spirit, the body of Christ. A great family with brethren from all over the world. You know, in the world there are just 2 kinds of people, the sons of God and the tares. Welcome into the two people that are in the world, 2 kinds of people that are in the world, the tares and the sons of God. Welcome between the sons of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's an honor to have you as our sister. We don't feel worthy. What a beautiful testimony. Thank you, Lord. We don't feel worthy of this. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Dear brethren, you who are in churches, I want you to hear how Francesca did this evangelization, okay? You who have Muslims around you, or maybe you are in countries which are Muslims, look how Francesca won this girl to the Lord and learn from her. You know that You have to be very careful how you evangelize. You have to be very careful how you evangelize in Muslim countries. Praise the Lord. Dear brethren, I want to ask you with all my heart, please evangelize the Muslim people in the West, okay? We have to convert them or try to convert them all. Okay? There are millions of them in the West. Get out of your church, of your dead churches, Laodicea churches. Get out of them there and go and evangelize to the Muslims. First of all, the Muslim. And stop just complaining. Oh, Europe is full of Muslims. Oh, praise God. Praise God they're full of Muslims. Go and evangelize them. Praise God, just in the sense that we can evangelize them, nothing else. Look to them in their eyes. Ask for the Lord for discernment. Ask for the Lord for discernment. I used to go evangelizing on the streets, and I was not stopping everybody. I was looking around. I was walking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and click, contact. Heart to heart, eyes to eyes with someone, and I knew they needed the Lord. I knew they needed the Lord, that person. So I used to stop them and evangelize them. And God was guiding. Develop the gift of discernment. Make friends with them and evangelize them. Speak to their hearts. A very important part of evangelizing is being silent. Being silent. And then listen to them. You must win your trust. You must win the right to talk. Look to them in their eyes. Don't look at the watch that you have to go look at some silly soap opera. Oh, I need to go and work. Oh, I need to go eat. No, don't eat. Dedicate those 10 minutes, half an hour. There is a soul right there that's going to hell. In Jesus' name, amen. What a glory, this kind of evangelization. This testimony is very powerful. Basically, Francesca evangelized her, and she started to be curious, who is Jesus? And then she asked Francesca, explain to me who is Jesus. And Francesca, with a beautiful smile, evangelized her. And then with the excuse of a coffee, they listened to Radio Blast. Listening to the message, she realized that Mohammed was a false religion. She realized that Mohammed is an assassin, a killer. And she realized that she was worshipping a religion that doesn't exist, a God that doesn't exist. And during, while she was listening to the testimonies of the brethren on the radio, that touched her heart, and in that moment she made a contact with Jesus, and she said, Jesus, I love you. And in that moment she felt the warmth in her heart, and she started to sing in tongues. And she said, I felt like something came out of me, and I got saved. Praise the Lord. I really thank the Lord for this. We are so blessed to hear such testimonies and conversions and miracles, like Giovanni earlier and now and we are really, really blessed. Thank you, Jesus. But we want to also say that this is possible also because of the brethren who help financially our mission. Because of them, we are able to do this. We cannot take the full glory for these things. The glory goes to Jesus, to what he does, and the brethren who help us with the tithes and monthly offerings. And because they are helping us, supporting us, we're able to do this. These brethren are saved thanks also to the brethren who are doing sacrifices to support our mission. During their financial sacrifice, they help our mission, and like this we can reach these precious brethren. Praise the Lord. I was very touched by the way Francesca evangelized this girl, and I felt a little prophecy from Jesus. I was so touched by the testimony of this sister, that I felt a little message from Jesus for her. The first thing that I felt in my heart to tell everybody is how wonderful it is to give the truth with love. I want to share this with all of you. Before I get into the message that Jesus gave me, a prophecy, I want to share this with you. Look how powerful it was how Francesca evangelized Ah. The power of giving the truth in love, with friendship, with a smile, without religions, without dead buildings. Jesus said, John 6:63, it is the Spirit that gives life. How important it is to go to those unbelievers in friendship. Make them feel your love, your friendship. And for this, we have to always explain to them very clearly that we're not talking to them about religions, about dead religions. Go to them in friendship and explain to them Jesus is not a religion. You know how Jesus was evangelizing? He was throwing down the old buildings, the religions, and giving the water of the life of his truth. Because today religions are a creation of the devil to make people think that this is the face of God. But the religion is not the face of God. The face of God is Jesus. The face of God is Jesus. That's the face of God, the love of Christ. Jesus, the first thing, he rebuked all the Pharisees, the religions of yesterday. And after that, he gave the message of salvation. Matthew 23:13-14 gives an example how Jesus initiated his evangelism. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Jesus was destroying the religions. If you go evangelizing, and first of all you talk against religion, not about the people inside the religion. The people inside are wonderful. I'm talking about the system, okay? And if you do this, the people who listen to you will understand that you are not another dead guy who's trying to get them into a dead building to die there spiritually. Or the power, the liberation, the salvation. It's in showing people the true Jesus, his love, his friendship, his gospel. Not the false Jesus and the false gospel of Laodicea and of the religions of the man who are guiding men just to other men instead of to Christ. When you evangelize the Muslims, show them how much you love them and how much Jesus loves them. Show them that Jesus is not somebody who did the crusades. Okay? We look at the ISIS today and they look at the crusades. They look at the crusades and they think Jesus is like that, like the religion of the crusades. So they look at the Christians and they think of the crusades. Even worse, they look at us the way we look at ISIS. So when we evangelize the Muslims, show them the love of Jesus, not the religion of Jesus. Jesus doesn't have a religion. Show them that Jesus is not the crusades. Show them that the crusades were creations of the religious people, that they said lies, religious lies. The only true crusade of God is the cross of the Calvary of Christ. It's not to kill the Muslims like those popes did. God doesn't want to kill the Muslims with the crusades. God wants to love them. God wants to give the Muslims his love, his friendship, and his salvation, because only this is the true Jesus. Only this is the true gospel and the true salvation. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus gave me a message. A message from the Father. The Father and the Son are the same. It's the same Spirit, okay? The same Spirit. God, Son, and Holy Ghost. ask Jesus a message. And our Heavenly Father gave me this message to share with you. And I asked him also for scriptures to confirm to me his message, and he gave them to me. Glory to his name. The message says, my dear sons, you have to go to my sons who are still in the religions, like the Muslims, the Buddhists, and the Hindus, and to show them that the true gospel, my gospel, is made out of true love. I am not a God of preachings, but a God of love. Listen to the story of my daughter, this sheep who was lost, but who received the salvation of my son, Jesus Christ. Listen how to be able to bring my message of salvation forward. She, for now, has to keep her faith in me secret in her flesh family. Her religion would have to kill her if they hear that she got converted. I want you to teach this to my sheep, those sheep to whom you evangelize. Teach them that they have to whisper the gospel many times in many situations. In other times, you can proclaim it on the rooftops, but other times you have to whisper it. As it is written, Matthew 16:20, then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. But then, at the right time, the time comes to do the following, Matthew 10:27, but what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in the light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. Sons, I teach you how to reach my Muslim sons and daughters that I have in that religion. Teach them what I showed to the early church. Often they had to hide so they can survive, so they can continue preaching the gospel to the worldwide church. That's how the early church did. Often they had to go in hiding. Sometimes they had to hide, to flee, so they were able to escape a premature death. They hid in private houses. Sometimes they went from house to house, in mountains, in catacombs, in caves of the earth, read Hebrews 11. And this, because the world was not worthy of them. As it is written, Matthew 10:23, when they persecute you in this city, flee into another. For verily I say unto you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Teach them that sometimes it's more fruitful to hide than to be killed before time. Like this, allowing the devil to stop their evangelizing. Joshua sent the spies in Jericho, and they were inside Rahab's house. She was my daughter. She received them, and she even became an ancestor of Jesus. This is how I send many of you, like spies, into the territory of the devil. Go, be full of the Holy Spirit, of wisdom and discernment, and you will be in my protection. I have many sons between the Muslims. Reach them. I love them. And I don't hate them, as some of my sons would make you believe. They are my sheep, lost. I send my son to find them, to save them. And he died also for their sins, if only they receive my son's salvation. Love them with my love. If you go to them with my spirit of warmth and affection, they will be won to my love and to the salvation. I am the Father, and through the Holy Spirit, I am one in my Son, Jesus Christ, like he said. John 17:20-24. Neither pray for this alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and has loved me as you have, and has loved them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also you have given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you lovest me before the foundation of the world. John 17:20-24. And now I tell to my Muslim sons, listen, is it not written even in your Quran that the Messiah was born of a virgin? Therefore he was birthed by my Holy Spirit. Can't I, God Almighty, choose to have wonderful sons? Why I couldn't have generated a son, not in a carnal way or imperfect way of the humans, but in a perfect way, God's way, through my perfect Holy Spirit, through a virgin woman, and was generated by me. Therefore he was called the Son of God. Who can fight against me? Who can tell me what to do and what to do? Me, who have the power to save or to send into the lake of fire, who can tell me what to do or what not to do? Am I not the creator of everything? Yes, I am. But I'm also a God of love. And because of love, I send my son Jesus to give my salvation, and not death, but salvation to the people. I send Jesus to bring forgiveness and not condemnation. I send him to give grace and not revenge, people's revenge. I send him to give liberation to the prisoners of the devil. I send him to win the world with my love and not with wars, which only destroy and bring other hates and other wars, because I am alone the only true God. In my power, I don't need to shed blood so I can be an overcomer. No, I send Jesus, and through the Son of my love, I won the bad with the good. I win war with peace. I win revenge with forgiveness, hate with love, and injustice with patience, until one day my full kingdom will come. I don't need to kill my enemies, like some religions do, men's religions do. I have enough power and love to forgive and to convert those who believe. The true omnipower is not to kill the enemies, but to win them to the truth and to the justice. And only with my love in Christ this is possible. Dear Muslim sons, some call you servants, some call you slaves, but me and my Christ, I'm here to call you friends, if you accept it. As it is written, John 15:15, I call you no more servants, because a servant knoweth not what his master doeth, but I have called you friends, because I have made known unto you all the things that I have heard of my Father. John 15:15. And now listen, many gods the world wants to give you, but if you truly, sincerely search for the true God, you only have to call on me. Call on me, because I love you. The false gods don't want you to call on me, and they don't want you to challenge them and to show in a supernatural way if they are truly gods. They don't want that, because they cannot answer you. They are false, and they are dumb, and they will never answer you. And I, the Lord, true God, don't allow them to answer you. Call on me with all your heart. Call upon me with all your heart. And I swear on myself that I, the true God, will answer you. I will push away all your doubts, and you will know that I'm the true God who loves you, and you will know my love, and the love of the only and true Savior, which I sent, Christ. He's different than all the false gods, and all the false saviors of Satan. They will only guide you to perdition. I am the Lord. It's written in the book of the truth. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the servant beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:13-14 and 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. If you pray to me, the true God, I will answer you, and you will have won the test of faith. I will not allow any of the false gods and false prophets to answer you, because they are in the Hades, all of them. They're in Hades. But you, miraculously, you will see that the true Son of God will come to you and answer you. When you call upon me, my Son will come. His peace and his joy and salvation will come to you in an answer. Dear Son, the false religion do not tell you that all their books together, they don't have the supernatural prophecies in all their books. Doesn't exist that. The prophecies are a mark of truthfulness, and it's a true proof to tell you who the real God is. In the middle of all the false gods, I come to you and I tell you this. Come to the Christian Bible, and you will find the truth in the thousands of prophecies which are there. 300 of them only fulfilled in my Son, Jesus Christ. End of message. God bless you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful message. Please write to us, brethren, anytime you want. Send us your news and any prayer requests you have. We send you a big hug. God bless you.